You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 139, verse 15 and verse 16. I read, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." Brethren, before you were formed, God knew you. You are not an accident in this world. Your dad may have abandoned your mom. Your mom may not even know who impregnated her. You may be a child of circumstance. The way you came to this world may even be complicated and difficult. But can I say to you that before you came into this world, God knew you. You see, you may be going on a journey and you started in a vehicle. It broke down the way you change to another vehicle. It broke down the way you change to another vehicle. Eventually, you arrive your destination on a horse. It doesn't matter whether it was by aircraft, by horse, or by car. At the end of the day, you have arrived your destination. That's what matters now. But you see, God actually saw your pre-existence. That means before you were formed, He knew about you. You are not an accident to God. You are not an afterthought. God is not running helter-skelter now and say, "Oh, this person is here. How will I provide for him?" It means all the stages of the economy you will go through in your country, God has seen it ahead of time. And He knows that you are going to go through all of them. But can I show you something? He said in that verse 11, He said, "Your eyes saw my substance, yet being unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me." Did you know that your life is written in the book of the Lord? Everything about you. And that is the place that you can discover what is written about you. Did you remember John the Baptist? He said, when they asked him, "Who are you?" He said, "This is the voice of the one crying in the wilderness." Did you know that that was from the scriptures? That was from the book of Isaiah. Also, when the Bible wrote in Isaiah that a virgin shall bring forth, did you know it was talking about Mary? So the life of Mary was in the scriptures. Did you know also Jesus? He found in the book of Isaiah. Jesus. It was not as if he was hearing some strange voices. No. It was the same Bible Jesus read. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And he said, "This is me that the scripture is talking about." Did you know that even Judas was found in the scriptures? He said, "Let another take his place." Peter discovered that. He said, "Let another take his place." Did you know that the day of Pentecost was written in the scriptures? Peter discovered that day. He said, "This is the day that was written in the book of Joel." And on the strength of that message, 3,000 people gave their life to Christ. Paul said, "This is what is written, that we will be light to the Gentiles." When I checked that in the book of Isaiah, I wonder how Paul connected that God was referring to him. And he said, "This is what God said about him." Brethren, the bottom line is this. Every one of us, we will discover ourselves in the word of God. That scripture is indeed a master book. It's a book that contains all the details of our lives. My life took a new turn as I began to discover myself in that world. Not on social media, not by listening to some gurus, some experts. I'm telling you, I discovered my purpose, my life, everything in this word of God, in this Bible, if you like it that way. And that was when I found satisfaction, meaning, and purpose in life. You also, you can find all about your life if you give priority from today to this scripture. May the Lord give you grace and wisdom in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.